The ninth parak of Maseilas Yesharim, Beveur Mafside Hazrizus V'Hachaka Mehem. To clarify, what takes away from Zrizus and how to stay away from them? Hine, Mafside Hazrizus Heim Heim Magdile Ha'atzla. The things that interfere with Zrizus are the things that increase laziness. V'Hagolo Shabakulom, and the biggest culprit, Hubakoshes hamanucha hagufnis, sinas hatoyrach, va'avas ha'idunim, b'tashlum kol tuno ehem, is the desire for physical rest, a displeasure of anything that's difficult, to love delicacies or creature comforts, we call them, with all their conditions met. Kinei Adam Gezeh, such a person who seeks the easy way, the luxurious way, the pleasant way, v'adei she'tich barulof ha'avoid v'nei barok ha'avid gadol. For him, doing avoidus Hashem is a terrible burden. Kimi she'yirtza l'achol achilosa b'kol ha'yishu ha'minucha. If someone wants to eat his meals with calm and restful serenity, then he wants to have his sleep uninterrupted. He doesn't want to go unless it's his own slow pace. Or anything similar to this. It's going to be very difficult for him to get up early in the morning to go to Daven Shacharis. Or to cut short his meal in the afternoon to catch a mincha. Or to go to do a mitzvah if he doesn't clearly have the time in his schedule. And certainly it'll be difficult for him to hurry himself to do a mitzvah or to learn Torah. Someone who accustoms himself to these leisure and creature comforts, he's not even a master over himself to do differently when he chooses. Because his will has become enslaved and imprisoned in the prison of his nature, that his habits have become a tevasheni, it's become his second nature, and he can't pull himself out of it. What Ramchal is saying is, people who become accustomed to creature comforts and luxuries will have a very difficult time getting themselves out of it. They have a very difficult time picking a different way of living. What a person needs to know in life, that he's not put into this world to take it easy. Ela amal v'tarach, he's put into this world to toil. He's put into this world for burden. If you have a highlighter, this is the line to highlight. A person needs to know, kilo l'manucha mazeh, he's not in this world for manucha. He's put into this world for amal v'tarach. That is what he's in this world for. V'lo yinig ba'atzmo ela minig ha'po'alim, he should conduct himself like a day laborer. Who has to work for those who hire them? Like it says, we are day laborers. Or like a soldier. Who goes out in the formation. They eat very quickly. They don't have time to sit down for a leisurely meal. And they sleep when they get a chance. It's not a set sleep. They're constantly ready for battle when necessary. This is what the pasuk says in Eiv. Man was created la'amal. Person has to know he's not put in this world for menucha. He was born la'amal. That's what he's in this world for. Rabbi Yerucham Lvovitz writes that people have a very hard time dealing with frustrations, aggravations. You have your plans, you have things in mind to do, and there's always a wrench, there's always an obstacle, there's always a bump in the road. And sometimes in sheer frustration and aggravation. Why can't things go normal? Why does it always have to be something like this? So Reb Yochum says, you got it backwards. Adam le'amal yulad. Life is meant to be with a bump in the road, with a wrench, with a wrong turn. That's what life is about. When things are smooth sailing, that's the aberration. That's not the normal. You can't expect things in life to be smooth sailing. That's not the norm. That's the aberration. The norm is overcoming obstacles. It's the tairach. It's the amal. Adam le'amal yulad. It's not just that we simply say, Adam le'amal, so good. You're put in this world to serve Hashem. He says it's more than that. It means that things won't go your way. Things won't go the way you planned. You're going to have to overcome obstacles. That's why we're here. That's Adam le'amal yulad.
If a person accustoms himself to this type of living, then he'll find that serving Hashem is really pretty easy. He will not be missing the preparation and frame of mind for the mitzvahs. This is what Chazal said. The way of Torah is pas b'melach teicha. You eat your bread with salt. And you drink your water by measure. And you sleep on the ground. This doesn't mean the mission of us that you have to do these things. It says you should be prepared to do these things. And you should be willing to have a very simple meal if that's what it takes to do the mitzvahs you need to do. And you have to be willing to curtail your sleep if necessary to get up to do the mitzvahs you need to do. It doesn't mean you have to live that way, but you have to be willing to. You have to understand that is the derech, that is the path that you take, and then if you do that, it won't be so hard to be a zaris, to do mitzvahs. That Mishnah describes the absolute other extreme of staying away from creature comforts and pleasures. Bread, salt, water, sleep on the floor. That is the opposite of any kind of indulgence that a person can imagine. So that is the number one culprit. What keeps people from being zaras? If they get caught up in creature comforts. If they're caught up in their relaxation, enjoying their meals, enjoying their sleep, all these things will interfere with their ability to do mitzvahs quickly. Od mefsidei hazrizus. In addition, those things that interfere with zrizus, harov hapachad, v'godol hamoira, min hazman v'tol v'sav. When people have too great a sense of fear and concern with things going on at that time. Kipam yira me'akar, he may say, oh, it's too cold outside. I'm afraid I'll catch a cold. I can't go out. O me'achom, it's too hot outside. It's not healthy to be outside. And therefore, I have to daven at home. I can't go to shul in this kind of weather. Upam me'apagoyim, maybe he's afraid of an accident. He may be afraid of an illness. Oh, I read in the news, people are getting sick, it's not safe to go places, I'll daven at home, I won't go to shul. Maybe he's nervous about the wind. The list goes on and on and on. People have all kinds of fears that will keep them from doing mitzvahs. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei Amar Otzel. The lazy one says, Shachal b'derech, there's a lion on the road. Ari b'ner chayvus, there's a lion between the streets. Achachamim deride this character trait. V'yichasu el chatoim, they attribute this to sinners. U'mikum esayon, and the pasuk supports them. D'chsev pachadu b'tziyim chatoim achzav odachanefim. In Sion, the sinners are afraid. The flatterers are trembling. One of the great men told his student, when he saw his student afraid, he said to him, you're a sinner. What are you afraid? The sinners are afraid. What we say is, trust in Hashem and do what's good. Live in the land and cultivate emuna. The rule of thumb is, your place in this world is temporary. Your kevius, Your permanent position should be doing Hashem's service. You should take what you need from this world when it's available. Take what you can get. But stay away from things that indulge your leisure. And you should be close to doing toil and work. And just set your heart to trust in Hashem. For the year mitolus is mabagov, don't worry about what's going on around you. You'll be fine. So the second of the mafsides rizus are these fears, that people could conjure up all kinds of fears. And according to the Yosef Sharim, Chazal tell us this is attributed to atzlus. It's just another manifestation of laziness. Shema Taimar, maybe a person will argue, Hari matzinu shechiv chacham b'chol makom. Don't we find Chazal all the time obligate us? Sheyishma ha'odim es atzmo shmir me'ula. A person should watch over himself very well. Don't put yourself in any danger. Even a tzaddik and someone who does all kinds of mitzvahs should not endanger himself. Chazal say, everything is in heaven's hands, but not catching a cold or a fever. That's your negligence. So Mikra Kosu, the Pasuk says, be very careful for your neshama. You can't extend bitachon in Hashem to take risks. You're not allowed to take risks. For Hasim Amr Chazal say even more, I feel it by mitzvah. Even to do a mitzvah, you can't take a risk. You're not allowed. So how do you draw the line? When do we say his fear is unreasonable and it's atzlus? And when do we say, no, you have to be careful. You can't take care of yourself. You can't ignore your physical needs, because ultimately, if you don't take care of your physical needs, then you won't be able to serve Hashem. You get sick, you get hurt, you can't serve Hashem. So of course you got to take care of yourself. How do you reconcile the two? Da, you should know. Ki yesh yira, v'yesh yira. There's fear, and there's fear. Yesh yira ra'uya, v'yesh yira shaita. There's appropriate fear, and there's stupid fear. Yesh bitachon, there's trusting in Hashem. V'yesh hurlis, and there's recklessness. Ki hine. Ha'adam baruch hu asa sa'adna bal seichel nachon. The Ribbono shel Olam created man with the ability to think straight. Usvara nechaycha. He can reason. L'sheyinhag atzmal derech toiv, to conduct himself properly. V'yishamen edvar mazikim. He should stay away from things that are harmful. Asher nivru la'anoshes v'sham. These things were created to punish the wicked. If a person does not conduct himself wisely, and opens himself up, makes himself vulnerable to dangers, that's not trusting in Hashem. That's recklessness. No one could say, I trust in Hashem and I'll smoke cigarettes, nothing bad will happen to me. You're not allowed to do that. No one could say, I could drive fast in excess of the speed, safe speeds on the highway, nothing will happen to me. That's reckless. Can't drive without a seatbelt. Hashem will take care of me. You can't ride a bicycle without a helmet. All these things. You can't do those things. That's not bitachon. That's recklessness. In fact, it's a sin. It's against Hashem's will. The Lord Hashem wants a person to take care of himself, because ultimately, if you take care of yourself, you can serve Hashem better. If you don't take care of yourself, you won't be able to serve Hashem. So now, in addition to the inherent danger of this thing that he's doing because he's not taking care of himself, in addition, he's doing an actual proactive sin, but not taking care of himself. And the fact that he's sinning could, in fact, precipitate the punishment. This kind of watchfulness, and this kind of concern, you said this, it's based on intelligence. It's based on reason. Here, that's absolutely appropriate. On that we say, the wise saw the evil and the danger and they stayed away. The fool goes right by and they get punished. That's an acceptable type of concern. What's the stupid fear? This is when a person adds protection on top of protection and fear upon fear, and his abundance of barriers and fences that he makes creates a situation where he can't learn Torah and he can't serve Hashem. So how can you differentiate between the two? Explain it like this. If the harm is commonplace, that's something you concern yourself with. When there is a threat that is clear and it's known and it's around, you have to be careful. But if the threat is not clear and known, ain li ro, don't be afraid. This we say, we don't assume a problem that is not yet here. And the Chacham has to use his eyes and understanding to figure it out. So, if someone says, I can't stay in the sukkah, I might get bitten by a mosquito and get West Nile virus. Well, how many cases of West Nile virus are in Michigan? If there's one case in the whole state of Michigan, that's a pretty lousy excuse not to sit in the sukkah. If there's 100 cases, that might be a different story. There's the Zika virus that you may have heard about. I don't know what's going to happen in Sukkistan. How far this is going to spread and how bad it's going to be. Carried by mosquitoes. It may be something that we're going to say, maybe you shouldn't sit in the sukkah. Especially pregnant women or women who want to get pregnant. But for everyone else, we might say, it's so uncommon and so unlikely, we're not going to not sit in the sukkah. So we have to see what's going on. There's always something to be afraid of, but is it a reasonable concern or it's not a reasonable concern? So that's where we make these distinctions. Is it a concern that we have to deal with? Is it shchiyah hazeka or it's not? Anything could possibly happen. We know that. We don't worry about those things. And that we have to be talking to Hashem. And those things we say, I'm not going to worry about it. Hashem will take care of me. I'm not doing anything reckless. I'm not doing anything that put myself at unnecessary risk. But if there is a present danger, a clear and present danger, then a person must address that, absolutely. This is the pasuk we said before. The wise person sees the trouble and he stays away. This means he's staying away from a noticeable problem. He's not staying away from something which is a theoretical possibility that it might happen. This is what the pasuk is saying. The lazy one says, there might be a lion out there, there might be this out there. We don't say these things. Achacham explain it with an illustration. How far this fear of nonsense could cause a person to stay away from a good deed. For Amu, the Medrash says, Shiva Devarim Amu Shlomo Va'atzal. Shlomo HaMelech says seven things about a lazy person. Ketzad, how so? Amu La'atzal, they tell the lazy person, you know, Harabah Ha'ir, your Rebbe is coming to town. Lech L'mat Torah. Remember, go, learn Torah from him. He says, I'm afraid, I heard there was a sighting of a cougar, there's a lion, I'm afraid to go outside. Rabach Matoch HaMedina, your Rebbe is right in the neighborhood. But still, I'm afraid there may be a lion among the streets between here and there. He's in your house. I'm going to go, the door will be closed, I won't be able to get in. He imagines all kinds of reasons why it's not going to work out. I answer, look in the Medrash. Halamarata, what do you learn from this? She'ein ha'yira go remes she'yis atzel. It's not the fear which causes the laziness. Ela atzla go remes lo she'yis yare. It's the laziness that causes him to be fearful. It's not that he's by nature a fearful person and that causes the laziness. Rather, it's the laziness which causes him to be fearful. The call to Ame'ele, and all that I'm telling you, Hanisoyon Hayomi Ya'id Alehem. Daily experience proves it out. These are things that are obvious and clear to most people. And the fools that are ruled by their ideas, we see this. Someone who thinks straight will see the truth. And he'll figure it out. The one who understands will easily understand what he should and shouldn't do. So I think I've clarified for you the concept of Zerizah sufficiently to awaken those that's sufficient for those whose hearts are awake. The wise person will think more and add. So what do you see? That Zerizah is truly the step after Zerizah. Because usually you're not going to be a zaris to do mitzvahs unless you're first a zohir to stay away from averus. Because someone who's not careful with his deeds, one who does not think about his avoda, and its rules, which is the definition of zahirus, as I wrote before. Kasha, it'll be hard for that person who didn't do those things first, shall yilbash ava v'chemda eleha, to be cloaked in a love and desire to mitzvahs, v'yizdoriz b'tshuk l'fnei baro, and to be motivated with a drive to serve his maker, ki hinei hudena tofeya b'taybos ha'gufanias, because he's still drowning in physical pleasures, v'ratz merutzas hargelo, and he runs by habit, hamarchikim kol zeh, from things that distance himself from avodas Hashem. But if a person opens his eyes to see truly his deeds, be careful with his deeds, and he calculates the mitzvahs and the averus, and what he should do to do the mitzvahs and avoid the averus, as we mentioned, it'll be easy for him to stay away from chet, and strive for good, with zerizus, and that's obvious. So, the Ramchal concludes with this, the section of Zerizus, and explains to us that the physical pleasures of this world and one who strives to enjoy himself is going to have a very hard time being a Zaris. Because to be a Zaris, you're going to have to deprive yourself of many pleasures. You're not going to be able to enjoy long, drawn-out meals. You're not going to be able to luxuriate in bed and in a jacuzzi and this and that, whatever it is. You have mitzvahs to do. You have shiurim to go to. You have davening to go to. You have chesed to do. You can't squeeze it all into the day. If a person trains himself to be caught up in physical luxuries, he's essentially making it impossible to be a zaris to do mitzvahs. And it's important to know this, not only for ourselves, but this becomes an issue in a household and nurturing a family in what's important in life. The concepts of Adam la'amal yulad, we're in this world to work. We're in this world to toil. We're not in this world to luxuriate. So it's important to keep in mind an idea which I talk about on occasion, and that is, there are certain things that we know are not necessary in a home. Certain things that we know are luxuries. And it could be that every now and then it's okay to indulge. If a person never takes a vacation, never takes a break, he may find himself in a situation where he can't get himself going. He needs a time, we say, to recharge his batteries. We use an expression, shouldn't burn out. Whatever language you choose, there are times when it's necessary to get a change of scenery. There are such things. And that comes with a purpose and a goal to then be re-strengthened and revitalized to continue your avodah. The whole concept of a ben hazmanim for a yeshiva, the whole concept of ben hazmanim is, because without a ben hazmanim, it may come to a point that they're overreaching and the fellows in the yeshiva aren't learning to their full potential. So you take a break for a few weeks, you come back, revitalized, refreshed, and you accomplish much more. It's a l'shem shemayim, so to speak, break. The break is with the intention of coming back refreshed, rested. So that's fine. That's not an issue. I don't think the Ramchal will look askance at that when that is the intent. But there are things that if we bring into our homes as parents that we know are luxuries, our children may not know that they're luxuries. Our children may grow up thinking that they are necessities. And that's something you have to think about. There are things that you know you can live without, but they make life easier. So you have them. Your kids will not know how to get by without them. So I'll give you a quick example. It's just an example. I don't mean to isolate it to this only. People didn't have microwaves for a long time. A microwave is a very handy appliance. We do a lot of things real fast. So we said, we're going to get a microwave. We get a microwave. And the kids grow up in the house with a microwave. And the microwave breaks, and you have to get a new one. So the kids say, well, how are we going to have macaroni and cheese without a microwave? You can make macaroni and cheese on a microwave. If you never grew up without a microwave, you have no idea how to do it. If you grew up without a microwave, you know how to make macaroni and cheese without a microwave. You can have macaroni and cheese without a microwave too. You can melt chocolate chips without a microwave. There's a way to do it. You have to know how to use a double boiler. There are ways to do things. It's easier with a microwave, but it's not necessary. But if kids grow up in a house with it, how can I live without it? It's just a little muscle. There are a lot of things like that. And it's important when you build a habayis, when you build a home, to try to create an environment where luxuries don't become necessities. Luxuries are luxuries, necessities are necessities. And you have to think about these things because your luxuries might be your kids' necessities if you're not careful. Another example of this kind of thinking, you're getting closer to Pesach. There are people who go to Pesach hotels every year. The kids have no concept of what it means to clean for Pesach. They have no idea what it means to make Pesach. They never made Pesach. When they get married, are they going to be going to hotels every year? If not, their parents did a big disservice. Because they have no clue what it means to make Pesach. They never made Pesach. They never saw Pesach being made. There may be cases when a Pesach hotel is a necessity. Sounds weird to say that, but there are cases. There are cases when I know when we tell people, go to Pesach Hotel. You can't make Pesach. It's not happening. Go to a hotel. But for people who can, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to make Pesach. So I can afford, I'll go to the hotel. Why should I make Pesach? I'll go to a hotel. It's a luxury. It's a luxury to go to a hotel. Okay, so if you know it's a luxury, it's one thing. But do your kids know it's a luxury? Well, your kids have no clue what it means to make Pesach. So again, it's just an example. But it's the kind of thing that people have to think about. You have to put your mind to these things. How this affects the bias. Am I handicapping my family by indulging in these things? Again, if it's a necessity, it's a necessity. I'm not taking away that there are cases that could be considered a necessity. But if it's not, and it's a luxury, you have to think twice. What kind of chinuch am I creating in my house? What am I teaching my kids? What are they going to grow up with? And that's something that you always have to think about. Because if the goal is Adam Amul Yulod, if the goal is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the goal is not to get entrenched in the physical, in the Gashmias, and what the world has to offer, but rather how I can use the world to serve Hashem. So this has to be on your mind when you make these kinds of decisions about how you live your life and things you do, and the like. And there are a lot of things we could do to make life easier, and it's kedai not to do them, that our children understand that Adam la'amal yulad, we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not take the easy way out. Because in life, you don't always get the opportunity to take the easy way out. And it's a disservice. It's a disservice if they have no clue what it means to make yontif, what it means to came for Pesach, and stuff like that. So I know it's not the most pleasurable thing, but again, that's all your attitude. You could make it more pleasurable. You can make it rewarding. But it's something that I think is a good example of where people sometimes take the easy way out and don't think about the ramifications of how it's going to affect the dairies after them.